And how will you advance on the Granja if that bridge is blown? We go forward prepared to repair it after we have stormed the pass. It is a very complicated and beautiful operation. As complicated and as beautiful as always. The plan has been manufactured in Madrid. It is another of Vicente Rojo, the unsuccessful professor's masterpieces. I make the attack, and I make it, as always, not in sufficient force. It is a very possible operation in spite of that. I am much happier about it than usual. It can be successful with that bridge eliminated. We can take Segovia. Look, I show you how it goes. You see? It is not the top of the pass where we attack. We hold that. It is much beyond. Look, here, like this.
I would rather not know, Robert Jordan said.
Good, said Goltz. It is less of baggage to carry with you on the other side, yes?
I would always rather not know.
Then, no matter what can happen, it was not me that talked.
It is better not to know.
Goltz stroked his forehead with the pencil.
Many times I wish I did not know myself.
But you do know the one thing you must know about the bridge?
Yes, I know that.
I believe you do, Goltz said. I will not make you any little speech. Let us now have a drink.
So much talking makes me very thirsty, Comrade Horden.
You have a funny name in Spanish, Comrade Hordaun.
How do you say Goltz in Spanish, Comrade General?
Jotze,
said Goltz, grinning, making the sound deep in his throat as though hawking with a bad cold.
Jotze,
he croaked.
Comrade General Jotze.
If I had known how they pronounced Goltz in Spanish, I would pick me out a better name before I come to war here. When I think I come to command a division, and I can pick out any name I want, and I pick out Jotze, General Jotze. Now it is too late to change.
How do you like partisan work?
It was the Russian term for guerrilla work behind the lines.
Very much, Robert Jordan said. He grinned.
It is very healthy in the open air.
I like it very much when I was your age, too, Goltz said. They tell me you blow bridges very well, very scientific.
It is only hearsay. I have never seen you do anything myself. Maybe nothing ever happens, really.
You really blow them?
He was teasing now.
Drink this.
He handed the glass of Spanish brandy to Robert Jordan.
You really blow them?
Sometimes.
You better not have any sometimes on this bridge.
No. Let us not talk any more about this bridge. You understand enough now about that bridge. We are very serious, so we can make very strong jokes. Look, do you have many girls on the other side of the lines?
No, there is no time for girls.
I do not agree. The more irregular the service, the more irregular the life. You have very irregular service.
Also, you need a haircut.
I have my hair cut as it needs it, Robert Jordan said. He would be damned if he would have his head shaved like Goltz.
I have enough to think about without girls, he said sullenly.
What sort of uniform am I supposed to wear? Robert Jordan asked.
None, Goltz said. Your haircut is all right. I tease you.
You are very different from me, Goltz had said, and filled up the glasses again.
You never think about only girls.
I never think at all. Why should I?
I am General Sovietique.
I never think. Do not try to trap me into thinking.
Someone on his staff, sitting on a chair working over a map on a drawing board, growled at him in the language Robert Jordan did not understand.
Shut up, Goltz had said, in English. I joke if I want.
I am so serious is why I can joke. Now drink this and then go. You understand, huh?
Yes, Robert Jordan had said. I understand.
They had shaken hands, and he had saluted and gone out to the staff car where the old man was waiting, asleep, and in that car they had ridden over the road past Guadarrama, the old man still asleep, and up the Navacerrada road to the Alpine Club hut where he, Robert Jordan, slept for 3 hours before they started. That was the last he had seen of Goltz, with his strange white face that never tanned, his hawk eyes, the big nose and thin lips, and the shaven head crossed with wrinkles and with scars. Tomorrow night they would be outside the Escorial, in the dark along the road. The long lines of trucks loading the infantry in the darkness, the men, heavy loaded, climbing up into the trucks,
the machine gun sections lifting their guns into the trucks, the tanks being run up on the skids onto the long-bodied tank trucks, pulling the division out to move them in the night for the attack on the pass. He would not think about that. That was not his business. That was Goltz's business. He had only one thing to do, and that was what he should think about, and he must think it out clearly and take everything as it came along and not worry. To worry was as bad as to be afraid. It simply made things more difficult.